Welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast After Show, the after show where you spill the tea on things that may or may not be figure skating. My name is Neto.
My name is Megan.
Oh my god, hi Megan, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm a little stuffed up because I just took a nap in front of an open window and all the allergens got into my body while I was asleep.
That is so upsetting. I'm so sorry. You know, I've been scared because my allergies are also coming back and I have a lot of them and they're very aggressive and I keep like sniffling and sneezing and shit and I just don't want anyone in public to think I'm like a health hazard.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird time to be an allergy sufferer. And I know that this is like the hard-hitting content that our paid Patreon listeners want to hear about, but I regret to inform you that is not our topic of the day. Netta, what is our topic of the day?
Oh my god, well, on a scale from may or may not be figure skating, we are very much in the figure skating corner today, and very much in the tea corner, because we are taking a deep dive into the scary corners of figure skating internet.
It's true. We have been locked up in our homes for so long that we thought it would be nice to take a day trip onto the information superhighway.
What year is it?
I don't know anymore, and I feel like that's never been more evident.
That's extremely valid. Now, here's a quick disclaimer. We are not going to be, like, getting into discourse or reading or commentating on anything that's overtly mean to anyone, because that would defeat the purpose of everything we do. However, people do have a lot of funny and strange opinions that end up online, and we figured this is a safe space to talk about them.
Yeah, I try to stay away from those corners in general, just because they raise my blood pressure, but lately, I have been feeling a little bored. There hasn't been a lot of skating. It just feels like all the same things are going around. The opinions are stale. You know, it's like, oh, wow, Denis Vasiliev is good at baking and so wholesome. Oh, my gosh, like, Yuz is amazing. Oh, my gosh, like, we love all of the Russian girls' dogs. Sidebar, I think one of them died recently. F in the chat. That's really sad. Really, genuinely sorry about that. That's never fun when a pet passes away. But we are a comedy podcast, so let's not dwell on that.
I didn't even know about that. I am sorry to this dog.
I think it's on a Sherbakova's dog, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I sorry if you came here for like a Hinged episode. That's not what I'm here to deliver today.
I have never been Hinged, and especially have not been Hinged on Patreon ever.
But no, I think those are all the same opinions. I want, like, when a season of Degrassi would start up again, like, you wanted, like, transfer students. You wanted, like, new crazy teachers. You wanted, like, drama. And this is what I want is, like, I want new things to happen. I want someone to say, like, Nathan Chen faked the moon landing. I want, like, skaters to appear from Mars and be like, we're the best on Mars. Can we beat Yuzuru Hanyu? Like, I want new things to happen.
You know, in comedy, we call this escalation. The places you took this bit. I've never seen Degrassi. I will only assume that someone on Degrassi faked the moon landing now. Am I correct in thinking that?
I don't know. I stopped watching a while ago. It's definitely possible.
I have never
actually
seen...
No, there is. They did do. Actually, there was. Now that I'm remembering this, there was a whole arc where they wrote an original musical about like a space alien who like falls in love, I think. And like all of them worked on the musical for some reason.
That is upsetting. I was a couple hours ago. Someone tried to make me watch Riverdale. That was traumatic to me. So what are we actually looking at?
Well,
the dark web.
Yeah, I originally turned to Reddit, which is where I found out about the dog thing. But other than that, it's actually been quiet on that front on our figure skating for the most part. There was a thread of like, what are your unpopular figure skating opinions?
Oh, I hate those.
And it's like, it was just exactly what you would expect. It would be like, finally, this is my moment to get on my soapbox and talk about how much I wish XYZ skater was never born. And it was so dark.
Oh no.
It wasn't the material I was looking for, so I closed that tab.
Yeah, that checks out. There is always someone on that who shows up and has, like, the most bland, like, vanilla, everyone agrees opinion, and is like, I know I'm going to get hate and, like, get doxxed for this, but actually, I think that, I don't even know. It's always, like, so boring, and it's always, like, the most prefacing you do, the more, like, just basic your opinions are. It's like, okay, just, like, go outside. Or, like, don't, like, physically go outside, but, like, go outside your bubble of, like, the same five people you talk about, you talk to, you know? Anyway, this is unimportant. So where did you find actual fun things?
Well, I would like to start by bringing you to a place that I've seen a few times but have never really explored. And it is a Tumblr called Figure Skating Confessions.
Oh, God. I've never actually looked at this.
Yeah, I've seen it, like, come up as Google image results sometimes. But, again, it's, you know, some bland things, some obvious things. And a lot of it is really weird. So here's one I will start with.
Oh, the other thing is we're doing a show and tell. I have no idea what Megan's about to hit me with.
Yeah, likewise. I think Netta has some things, too. So here's one that I'm going to read to you. Stephen Gogolev and Nathan Chen are both such good-looking boys. Would it be so difficult for Team Raph to get someone to enhance that with properly fitted shirts?
I was so scared of where this was gonna go. Fuck Vera Wang rides, I guess?
I'm upset by this for a couple reasons. One, there's a big age gap there. Like...
I mean, you don't know who submitted this. The person who submitted it might have been 15.
Okay, but did you say things like properly fitted shirts and such good-looking boys when you were 15?
Yeah, I did. I did is the thing I did. But I'm also not proud of the person I was when I was 15.
God, when I was 15, I would have been like, LOL, they're such smoking hotties, and XD emoji.
Oh yeah, for sure, XD emoji.
Do you think that now that churches are probably closed, actually, I don't know, maybe they're not, but they probably should
they're
be.
Not, it's a problem. It's like a worldwide problem. People keep congregating in religious places of worship because... separation of church and state, you can't really make them not do that. And obviously you don't want to oppress people based on their religion, but also people keep, like, meeting. And it's across the board, like, all religions are doing that. So it's stressful.
Well, something that I just thought of that I think would probably solve this problem whole cloth would be if, at least in Catholicism, if priests were to switch over to Tumblr for confession, and then they wouldn't have to go in person.
Some cool young, like, youth pastor opens up a Curious Cat for confessions.
And it's just, yeah, it's just like, I cheated on my wife, and then they just type back, like, four Hail Marys.
Four Hail Marys, LOL, and just, like, a LOL link to
XD.
A prayer.
LOL,
I don't know, I'm Orthodox, I've never done confession, I don't know how that's done. Like, I've only seen people do confession in movies, and I assume that's, like, not how it actually happens.
Oh, I did it once, because they call it your first confession, which is so presumptuous, because on what planet was I ever gonna do another one, right? But I was, like, 7 or 8, and first of all, my church...
What sis do you have at 7?
Well, I'll tell you what I said, because I'm pretty sure I remember. I remember, like, in my church anyway, there was no box with, like, a separator in the middle, which actually, now that I think about it, is quite sanitary as far as things go, but we just went into the priest's office and, like, sat
face-to-face. Oh, you have to look,
like,
them in the eye? That's completely different.
It was wicked weird, and I was, like, I think I literally just said, like, I swore I... got mad at my sister and, like, I don't even know what I said, but it was, like, I said 3 things and I think it was a total of, like, 8 words. And it was so weird that I was, like, I'm good. It's awkward.
This is it. Praise the Lord. I don't know. We don't really do that. We do have a forgiveness day, which is, like, you have to reach out to all of your elders and just kind of be like, hey, here's all the ways I think I've wronged you in the past, like, year. Can you please forgive me? And they have to, like grant you forgiveness. It's stressful.
I'm going to say today is forgiveness day on this episode of the podcast. And I forgive whoever submitted this question for their weird, sinful thoughts towards these children.
I'm not done talking about it. First of all, yes, they are children. Secondly,
also, I don't forgive them if the person who submitted the question was more than 16 years old.
Yeah, just like turn yourself to the authorities.
To the Tumblr cops.
The Tumblr cops.
But they'll say it's okay because there were no nipples involved.
I mean, but they want nipples to be, because if any of those shirts got any more fitted, I don't want to finish this thought, actually. I've changed my mind. I'm done.
Yeah, that's fine. I can see where it was going.
I will say, I do think that Gogolev needs just new costumes, period. I'm still upset about his costumes from, like, fucking, like, last year.
Yeah. Well, now he has time to figure it out.
Yeah. I miss him. Remember when we thought he wasn't gonna have, like, this huge season?
No. Also, I really liked his costume this year, the one where he dressed up like the burglar from The Sims. I thought it was
that's
fun.
Right. Yeah, that was a good costume. I take it back. That was a good costume.
Yeah. So, agree to disagree with you, Tumblr.
Anon, 2020 XD.
All right, what do you got for me, Netta? What is your...
I'm taking one from the Books of Our Elders. I'm learning from the best. There is no greater way to do podcasting. Truly, I've been inspired. Megan, I've done a deep dive into Yahoo Answers.
Oh, no.
And I've searched for figure skating. I went 50 pages into it, and I've compiled basically everything that's not... Am I too old to start figure skating? What boots should I buy? Jackson's, apparently.
Buy Jackson's, and if you're older than 12, just stop.
But the ones that are not this, here's a Yahoo. Oh my god, this is exciting. Do Canadians actually like figure skating? CBS out of the Greater Toronto Area is one of my local cable provider's channels, and I often watch it because even the weather they cover affects me. However, more times than I can count, I will tune in and find figure skating is on. I would much rather listen to useless chatter about the end of the lockout. This was submitted in 2010, so I don't know what lockout, but useless chatter about the end of the lockout than see people in tights do spins. I am hoping that there is an overwhelming disgust about the overall airing of figure skating from Canadians. Then maybe CBC will stop showing it so often. Update. No hate to people who like figure skating. To each his/her own. Update 2. I do usually just change the channel, just voicing a grievance. Update 3. No, I'm in Michigan and I agree. TV is old junk.
Oh my god, what?
Do Canadians actually like figure skating, Megan?
I'm still, like, I got really fixated on the weather thing. Even their weather affects me.
Even the weather they cover affects me.
Okay, so I guess the asker is what concerned that the Canadians are also in the same position and are being oppressed and forced to watch this, but no one really likes it.
Yeah, and also they're hoping that there is enough disgust from Canadians that they would stop, that the TV channel would just stop.
I mean, Yahoo is a great place to get one of the largest nations on earth to rally a grassroots campaign
against showing figure skating on local TV.
God, I would love it if they showed figure skating on local TV. I mean, I think that's a spicy opinion to air, and I don't know how many listeners would agree with me on this fucking, figure skating program that you've paid money to listen to, but I just think it would be real swell if more figure skating was on television daily and for free.
But do you usually just change the channel? Are you just voicing a grievance?
Again, what year was this?
7 years ago, so 2013.
I distinctly remember there being other things on the internet back then, like Facebook, Twitter, LiveJournal,
Tumblr,
Friendster, MySpace, just ever so many places that a grievance could be aired. Reddit even, actually, I think.
No, but this person chose to go to Yahoo Answers and then go to the travel section and then go to the Canada section of the travel section to reach out to the locals and ask, do Canadians actually like figure skating?
What did the Canadians say they do?
Here's Cheryl, who is a level 7 Yahoo Answer person, says, I think senior citizens and kids forced to do figure skating who are now adults like figure skating. But not to be rude, why not just change the channel?
Okay, so this person responded to all the answers. I wonder what they wanted. Like, I think, did they want someone to say, you know, because it's like all of the edits were like, no, I see your answer and it's not what I wanted. Like, what did this person want?
They wanted a grassroots campaign against figure skating. And here, I will close it out with Jeff H., also a level 7 Yahoo Answer user, who says, sorry, ... But I enjoy figure skating, so you are out of luck here.
Sorry, but I enjoy figure skating. You heard it here, folks. The Canadians like it.
Canadians actually like figure skating. Megan, do you want to hit me with a confession?
Yes. Here's one, and I swear it's not mine. I hope Keiji Tanaka keeps skating for a while. The way he is so mature and composed, but has a fire out there, really sets him apart. Sometimes
that's not you. There is one more person on Tumblr.
Yeah, there's at least a few. You know, sometimes I think that probably in the best sense, these confessions are intended to provide a sense of like solace and affirmation that you're not alone in your opinions. And this has provided this for me in this moment, that I'm not the only person with the KG thirst. So thank you, anonymous person, for affirming me.
This was never thirsty. I mean, he does have a fire.
Thirst isn't just about thirst. Thirst, it can also be like artistic thirst. It can be like the thirst of the soul. It can be the thirst of the mind.
Thirst of the soul. Is that the episode title?
Yeah, thirst of the soul.
Incredible.
It is.
I love to see
like,
it.
My brain is thirsty for books.
Oh god, you're a sapiosexual?
No, I'm a like...
No, you actually distinctly have gone on record to talk about how you like dumb people, so...
When have I done that? I mean, I do, but
like literally
I don't
last
that.
Night. I have the receipts. I told you someone was smart and you were like, "Well, I mean, I like dumb men, but I guess smart is also attractive."
I thought you meant like on the podcast. I'm sure I've done that too.
Maybe. I don't know. There's like 30 episodes of this.
Yeah, isn't it terrifying how we don't know what we've said anymore?
Yeah, I'm afraid of I'm not the same person I was. When we started this episode.
Yeah, fame really has changed me, even in the last, you know, 20 minutes or so. So
yeah, I keep
buckle
changing.
The fuck up.
Megan, is figure skating a sport? Is skating and figure skating a sport?
No.
And are there any video games for figure skating?
Oh, this we know. Jackie actually just posted this the other day, which I actually knew about that too. I feel like I had seen some video of it at some point. But yeah, there is that Michelle Kwan CD-ROM game.
Incredible. I wish I could play that.
Make her skate. Figure skating is not a sport, actually. It's also not an art. I think a lot of people don't really appreciate that. It is a trade in the sense of like medieval trade guilds, like crofting or...
You're making a lot of very bold statements.
Yeah, like there's a guild and there's like a whole hierarchy and you have to like know someone's dad to get in and then you have to like apprentice for several years. It's like glass blowing or, you know, blacksmithing.
Well, our friend of the pod, Camden, said it is.
Oh, you're right.
Also,
you're
people right. People in replies seem to be very, very upset about this.
Skating is just a vibe. Like, you either get it or you don't. You do it or you don't. Sport, art, it's like a feeling in your heart. Like, no one can ever tell you that it's there. You just have to have faith about it, you know?
You have to believe in figure skating. It's like fucking like fairies in Peter Pan.
Yes. And if you don't clap for it, it ceases to exist. That's actually true.
Oof, that's dark in right now.
Yeah, I brought it back around.
Whoo, boy, I'm upset.
Skating actually is an urban legend. No one can prove that skating is possible or even exists. Every time that you think you've seen skating, if you look a little closer, no, you haven't.
That is upsetting me. A lot right now.
What do the answers have to say? What do the sheeple think about this so-called thing that exists?
People all agree. There is a lot of them and they're very angry that the asker dared ask. For example, Miss Peanut Brittle, a level 6 Yahoo Answer user, says, "I hate," in all caps, "this question. Of course course it's a sport. Do you know how much time, effort, and dedication it takes? How much muscle? How much technique? I haven't seen a specific game geared towards figure skating, but I know the original Tekka Sports for the Wii has figure skating. It's fun because everything is so easy. And then she trails off. But she starts out so fired up, and then she's like, I haven't seen a figure skating game.
Well, it's like, if you've ever played Wii Sports, it's impossible to be angry while you're talking about it, because it's so calming. It's just these little people with bubble heads just shooting a tennis ball back and forth. It's like, hello, stress is gone. I think also there is skating in Mario and Sonic Go to the Olympics. I think you can look it up. I think like Yoshi and Donkey Kong skate to Carmen and stuff.
That sounds completely made up. I've never played any games, so I will trust you.
You can look it up on the internet. Also, sidebar.
Yeah.
Now that Mario and Sonic are still going to the Olympics, which are now not happening, I saw on the internet that this actually creates a separate timeline where now those games take place in an alternate universe and the timelines have split now.
That is terrifying. Also, on Glee, Rachel wins the 2020 Tony, and the Tonys are not happening.
Wow, Glee really knew. Did they predict anything else?
I mean, I'm afraid to ask. Oh my god, they do fucking figure skate. It's Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Winter Olympics. This is changing my life right now. Oh my god, there is Mario.
I should get this game and
we should play stream it this episode. Stream this on Twitch.
I don't think we knows what Twitch is, so that might be hard, but we can try and figure out a way to stream this on Twitch.
I mean, there is a way. We can point a camera at,
if there's a Wii, there's a way.
Okay, let's move on. Give me a confession. I'm gonna keep looking at pictures of Sonic figure skating.
Sonic. Okay, here's one.
Yes.
No skater deserves to be worshipped, and no coach deserves that either. They're just people.
Yes.
And that I super, super agree
Amen.
With.
Amen.
Until you remember that this is not just text confessions. There are pictures attached to it. And I don't know if the blog runner attaches the pictures or if the submitter of
the
thing.
It's usually the blog runner. Yeah.
Okay, because I totally agree with this. But then you look at the picture, it's Javi, and then the seed of doubt has been planted in my brain.
Oh, no. Javi is the only person who has never done a single wrong thing in his life ever. Actually, so this is wrong.
Yeah, it really messed with me. It's like microfiction in a multimedia sense. The juxtaposition of it. All of my art school training is coming back, as you can tell by the fact that I just used the word juxtaposition.
Oh, yeah, and to piggyback on that, actually, I have nothing to piggyback on. I just want to
echo what you said, Netta, and just repeat everything you just said.
Actually, if you'd read any like Judith Butler, you would actually know. No, I can't
actually
do this.
Foucault said in my freshman seminar that we all live under a panopticon, and I just think that that's really worth unpacking.
I don't know, but if you go all the way back to like Shakespeare's times, you would find out that all the world's a stage, and therefore we could really argue that even the perfect performers we do see on the ice skating stage are still just humans and they do not deserve our worship. And I guess that includes Javi, whether we like it or not.
Yeah. This one is a good opinion.
Yeah, this is generally a good opinion. We were actually just talking about this before we started recording. It's better for your mental health if you don't place all of your stakes on worshiping a person and thinking they're flawless. Because otherwise, you're just waiting for someone to say something slightly off to your personal set of beliefs and make you very sad.
Yeah, don't do that to real people either.
Don't do that to anyone, including like people in your life or like anything, because you will get hurt, and it won't be because people want to hurt you. It's just going to be because you expect everyone to be exactly like the way you've imagined them to be, and that's not smart or healthy.
Amen. What are the dumbos on Yahoo saying now, Netta?
Oh my god. Well, this was submitted in Sports Olympics 1 decade ago. Yahoo Answers actually says 1 decade ago, which is a definite choice. And it is this. Do you consider male figure skating gay? And then the explanation. I'm a 16-year-old boy. Figure skating looks like so much fun. I would love to join and learn to spin, jump, and skate like Evan Lysacek. I'm scared, though. I'm 100% straight, but whenever one of my teachers brings up Evan, the boys in my class say, Mrs., figure skating is mad gay. I don't understand why they say that. Is it the way they move their bodies to express their feelings? I really do like figure skating, but I don't want to be called, F-slur. He did type it out. Just because I'm doing what I like. Update. I'm not gay. I'm American, too. How do you get Canadian? My girlfriend does it, but I'm scared to do it because I don't want to be called gay.
I'm not gay. I'm American. It's my girlfriend who lives in Canada. That's probably why you got confused, but I'm not gay. No, I do think we should keep this one in. First of all, okay, so much to unpack here. I love this question.
It's a full journey. It's so much.
Please, God, I want to track this guy down and talk to them now because this is... Okay.
Well, he was anonymous a decade ago, and he was 16 a decade ago. He's exactly my age, and I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, we wish you the best, Asker. Listen, is figure skating gay? Yes! Everything's gay. What's not gay?
Straight people?
Yeah, like straight people. Other than straight people, there's
everything's
nothing...
Everything's gay.
Everything's gay. The gays are everywhere.
Everything that's fun and worth your time is gay.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, definitely gay. Is it gay to say, I'm not gay, is it the way that the men move their bodies? A little bit gay. Point in the straight column, though, is that your hero's Evan Lysacek.
Well, it was like 2010. It makes sense. I'm not endorsing it.
Yeah, no, I know. It's, listen, why was...
I want to know
what class he was in that his teacher brought up Evan Lysacek, like, all the time.
I don't know, like, fucking, like, 2010 PE or something. But it's like your Javi question. It's like, you're right there with them. It's like, figure skating looks like so much fun. I have some internalized homophobia to deal with. I would love to join and learn to spin and jump and skate like Evan Lysacek. It, like, zags on you so quickly.
It does, and I guess it, realistically, the teacher could potentially be saying, like, famous figure skater Evan Lysacek, but it's funny to me that in this world, like, she says something, Evan Lysacek, and then every guy in the class is like, no, figure skating's gay. It's like, well, you know who he is, though.
I have found the worst answer to this question. It's from Anonymous, and it has one downvote from a decade ago, and it says, don't let it bother you. Valid. But then they continue, this year's bunch were super gay. Watch previous years.
Okay, but while the spirit of that seems perhaps not great.
Yeah.
However, where is the lie? Because that was a pretty gay time. If we think about the fashion, it was very flamboyant. If we think about the participants, it was very Johnny Weir.
Yeah, but if you go back... like to like 2000 and like what, 4 or 5, it's still the same thing. And then if you go even farther back, I mean, you can keep pushing it back to like Orser, and there's still gonna be queer men skating. Like, you can't be like, oh,
true.
Yeah, this year's been super gay. Like, I don't know what Werner Rydberger was into.
That is true. I guess, yeah, if where that argument falls apart is the assertion that it has ever been less gay in the past. I think that if you take alone, this year in figure skating was very gay. That is always true. And thus, it was never less gay in the past. It is a self-contradictory thing. He's saying two different things.
Yeah. I want to know what year he was thinking of when he was, I'm assuming this was a guy, Anonymous was a guy for sure, when he was like, oh yeah, this year was super gay, watch a previous year. What does he want? Like, which year?
Yeah, I think figure skating is gay and always was gay. I think every sport's gay and always was gay. All sports are gay.
Every single sport is gay. All right, but can we unpack... I'm not gay, I'm American. How do you get Canadian?
I'm not gay, I'm American is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
I know she's a fracking monster, but I keep thinking of RuPaul and
me too.
I am American. When I read that, because she's not gay, she's American.
You know, when I was in high school, there was this kid who, it's actually really, okay, he was... American? It was really sad. No, he was actually from China. And it was really sad because I think he was, like, just genuinely a very strange person. But I think that he was strange in a way that if he wasn't from China, people probably wouldn't have cared. But he was just sort of mercilessly bullied. Oh, no. And it was really awful. But at one point, he got up at a school assembly and tried to make a speech about how he thought that we should all treat each other equally, which is true. We should. And his example of, like, different things that would make you different was the following. He said, whether you're gay or Mexican, you deserve equal treatment. Oh, and it's God. Like, thank you, the two genders, gay and Mexican.
I mean, I'm sure he was trying to, I don't know what he was trying to do.
It just really always stuck with me.
I mean, it's like fucking Lady Gaga, who was in Born This Way, which is, you know, a true anthem of, actually, 2000 and what, like, kind of around the same time, 2011, she, you know, says the very correct thing of, like, no matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgender, etc. But then she has this breakdown, like, the bridge part, where she's, like, black, white, beige, Lebanese, or Orient. And it's like, yeah,
a person, ma'am, can't be Orient. Or, and she says transgender life, right? Like,
she says transgendered life, which is even worse.
What is transgender life? It sounds like a, it's every day like of the week. Video, yeah, it sounds like a simulator game that you would get for like $5 on Steam.
Or you're like, you have to pick a name which is an inanimate object and give yourself an undercut and a thrift for flannel, and then go meet people. It's a dating sim. It's a dating sim is what it is.
Is it bad that I want it? You just, like, you really hit all the notes in the symphony of things that I want in a video game.
Would you like to discuss that off the record? Oh, so if someone's gotten this far and isn't aware, I'm trans, so I get to make those jokes. Hello. Please don't make those jokes if you're cis. I would have to put you off of your pedestal that I've put you on as a person who gives me money. I'm looking at the lyrics of Born This Way right now, and I'm, don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. She says just so many words. In this.
A lot of things from different columns, different categories, not comparable.
Yeah.
No intersectionality. A lot of ors.
When this song came out in 2011, I remember going to my first Pride in 2011 and being on my friend's shoulders, just screaming this song and just like feeling it so hard. And it's so important for like a generation of people. And then you read it 9 years later. And I have to wonder if Lady Gaga, white woman from New York, came out and did this song today in 2020, and she was not Lady Gaga, but just like a random person, she would get canceled so fast.
Yeah, the times they do be a-changing quite quickly, huh?
It's insane. It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Anyway, Pride was canceled. I'm very sad.
I love capital H-A-M. No, I don't like ham. Speaking of food, here's one for you. You had a Yokoi's Instagram is the weirdest Instagram feed I've ever seen. When I followed her, I was like, I need an explanation, lol. Okay. I take issue with this because if you have not experienced Yohana Yokoi's Instagram, please, like, just turn this off and go look at it. Her handle is what? What is her? I can't see it because this screenshot doesn't show it, but let me find it right now.
I actually don't follow her.
Instagram. Oh my God, it's so good. It's, ooh. I Googled it and one of the things that came up was at lovely Asian skaters. That's a weird thing to say.
I fucking hate the sport.
Yuhana Yokoi. Right, I'm going on Instagram to find it, but in addition to her, whenever she actually skates at an event, she posts a lot of amazing stories. Her English is getting much better. She's an absolute star. We love her, but also her actual like page, she grows eggplants. She makes spaghetti. She has hobbies. She has a lot of hobbies that, you know, whatever, you go on a skater's Instagram, you don't expect to see eggplants, but that doesn't mean it's not amazing.
I support her. I don't know what people want from figure skating.
I can't find it now. I wonder if she got rid of it.
Maybe. I mean, if people like got bullied her for it.
Unacceptable. You know what I don't like? Okay, so I'm obsessed with those unusual videos, the unusual memes videos. To me, they've really filled a hole in my life that was like Vine compilations. You know what I don't like, and maybe I'm just too old for this, but I don't like the thing that seems popular with the youths, where you take videos of animals and then you put like Minecraft graphics on it, and it's like, oh no, the cat fell into the lava.
What are you talking about? No, I don't.
It's not funny. They're all the same. And like, it's not that I don't know Minecraft. Like, I played Minecraft when it first came out, and like,
oh my god, you played Minecraft before it was cool?
It was never cool.
Minecraft triggers my anxiety, so I've never tried. It's like the blocky pixelization of it, you know, fucks with my like fear of glitch graphics.
I can see that. For me, it captures more accurately than almost any other like simulator that I've ever played. That feeling of like dreamscape and what dreams feel like. So I enjoy it in that way. But
Minecraft is what dreams feel like. Megan Kelleher 2020.
It's what dreams are made of. No, but I don't understand why it's so funny to put those graphics over.
Because animal cruelty is funny. Oh my god, someone's gonna crop this out of this episode and get me canceled.
Yeah, but you know what though? If they have access to this episode, it means they've already given us money, and we are laughing all the way to the bank with their $5 as they try to ruin our lives, but we're already fucking rich, baby.
Oh god. Megan, I have a question for you, and it's a question that I know you're going to find very personal right now in your life. It was submitted by Yahoo Answers user Danica a decade ago, and she says, figure skating theme bedroom? I'm planning to give my bedroom a makeover. Something like figure skating, since it's my super favorite sport ever since I was 9. Now, I'm 12, and I'm tired of how my room looks like. Any pictures or furniture, something like that?
Okay. This is very personal to me. I was just texting Netta earlier. I want to redo my bedroom. Will I lose the enthusiasm for this project in 2 days? Yes, I will. But right now, this is what I'm thinking about. And I appreciate Danica and her 12-year-old, her 12-year-old malaise with her 9-year-old aesthetic. I think if I was going to do a figure skating bedroom,
yeah,
I would want a bedspread made of old boot leather.
That's taking it to a very special place.
Or I would make my whole room, like, just a skate, just one. And I would be, like, sleeping inside the toe of the boot, just curled up in there. The windows would be, like, the little, the lace.
The lace holes.
The lace holes, what are those called? Aglets? Or
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the inside of your room would just be, like, a very dark, like, leather. You would make a sex dungeon, is what you're telling me.
I have personally never been to a sex dungeon that resembles the inside of a shoe. Or any other kind. But I don't think that that's necessarily what I meant, Netta. I think that it would really capitalize on my room's pre-existing traits, such as no natural light and smells like a foot.
I don't know how that's better than sex dungeon, to be honest.
Oh, it's not. It's way worse in every way.
You know what I'm imagining is, you know, in like house makeover shows when someone's like, I enjoy the color periwinkle. And then they come in and everything's that color. Or it's like, they're like, oh, my favorite animal is a panda, and you come in and it's like the anatomically correct insides of a panda. Yes! Can you imagine the figure skating version of that is what I'm getting at?
You go in and it's like, we heard you like figure skating, so we've just filled your entire room with real figure skaters who live here now. Your new roommate is user Hanyu. He sleeps in the top bunk.
Your mom sold you to him.
Move that truck. We sold you to Team Canada.
I can't do this. No, what I was imagining is more like they open the door and there's just like piles of like Winnie the Poohs in every corner and like just pictures, like Getty Images just printed out, like a full like Peppa Sylvia board.
You could, here's what I think would be really, if you wanted to go very accurate, you could make the, you could make your bedroom like a rink. And so everything is just always vaguely wet. and there's like some vending machines in the corner and like three white moms just stand there all the time and just talk about how they really shouldn't eat anything from out of the vending machine because that would be naughty, but they just can't help it.
Oh my God, they just want to be bad. And they get peanuts. They just want to be bad. They get peanuts and like
soda.
And then
sometimes like you'll be sleeping. And then they'll just yell out, like, Taylor, straighten your free leg!
That's just Spinning Out. I never finished Spinning Out, but I think that's the plot of Spinning Out.
Yeah, it probably is.
No, but I do enjoy this idea because it makes me feel like you would have, like, just in one corner, you would have, like, a gigantic, like, black and red clock just counting down every minute.
Yeah, and, like, someone's brother in a hockey sweatshirt is there just on his phone, like, go McDonald's later. And, like, your closet is the costume shop, and, like, it's just, like, the same four blue leotards.
The same four blue leotards, and they're all so expensive, and you go to, like, get, like, a pair of jeans or something, and it's just a lot of Adidas Silkers. Just so many.
So many.
Just so many, and, like the little spinners for like off ice. You just have like 20 of those now.
That actually sounds great.
I've been meaning to buy one of those actually, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I think our answer is superior, but what did the Yahoo denizens have to say?
Oh, there's only one answer, and it's from Skater for Life, smiley face. No, it's Skater spelled S-K-8-E-R for the number four, life, exclamation point, smiley face, XXXXX.
Well, listen, I would say, I wonder where Skater for Life is now, but they're skating.
They're skating. They're Skater
they're
for Life.
They're still skating to this day.
Oh, that's actually Gracie Gold's Yahoo Answers handle. The more you know. She was the first person I thought of. I don't know why. But what this person says, and this this is a favorite answer, although Danica only gave it 4 stars, actually. But it is the favorite answer, because it's the only answer, and it is. I'm not being mean or anything, but I don't think you should do your room completely, in all caps, to do with figure skating, because next year you might have a completely different view on it. I recommend that you just do, like, pink or something, whatever color you like, and get some ice skating posters and maybe some, like, ice skating pillows. And if you're, spelled Y-O-U-R, and if you're into competitive ice skating and you've won loads of trophies and medals, you should put them up on some shelves for them and set them up like that. Have fun, and I hope your room turns out gorgeous. Heart emoji X. Sources. Figure skater for 7 years.
I like that she's been a figure skater for 7 years and will presumably be a figure skater for life, but she assumes Danica will drop it like a fucking hot sack of shit after a year.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm a skater for life, but if you have a completely different view in a year, so maybe you just want to do like pink or something.
You know what? Skater for Life can spot a fucking poser a million miles away. She knows Danica doesn't have it in her to stay with this obsession. She knows it. Danica's a skater for now, but she will never be a skater for life.
Skater for life is the only skater for life. Do you think she's still skating? If she's still skating now, she would have been skating for 17 years.
Yeah, I don't think that you can make something your screen name and then not stay with it. I think that's illegal.
Yeah, I think she, let me see if Skater for Life has, she's a level 2 Yahoo Answers user. Oh my God. She's asked 82 questions. Skater for Life has also asked the question 9 years ago, which is, oh no, boy trouble? And then the emoji, which is like colon and then forward slash. So it's, oh no, boy trouble. And then the actual question is, would you date someone that made you feel physically sick and make you so nervous to be around that you can't eat?
She's gay.
She's gay. Yeah. So anyway, Skater for Life is gay. Moving on. Give me a confession.
Can Danielle please take some lessons with at least one of Stefan Lambiel, Lori Nichol, David Wilson, Shailen Bourne, Samuel Schwinar, Zueva, Sandra Bezek, or even Averbuch.
Even Averbuch. Students. We will allow Averbuch. Anyway, move on.
It's also the only one that's, Averbuch and Danielle are not capitalized. This person's like very shady valid about it. It also says, Atari students have a lot of untapped artistic potential.
Yes, I agree with them. I agree with this poster. But I don't want Danio anywhere near any of the other people that were listed. Also, I'm pretty sure he would not take a class with anyone.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like, I feel like if he was willing to do that, he would. Like, or if he was allowed to do that, he would.
I don't know if he would.
Because they're all...
I don't know, because, like, I would imagine people do, like, symposiums or, like, you know, career building skills, like, skill exchange. Like, come take this choreography class for choreographers, by choreographers. Like, he's just... I think he's hot shit. I think he would teach this class.
Yeah, I definitely don't think... I mean, if anything, I feel like when I say not allowed to, I mean, like, by, like, Sambo. I don't mean, like... I mean, I think because I know that the other choreographers work together and collaborate and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, people who, like, respect each other's crafts and, like, art will... I don't know, like... I like to think of, like, you and me as maybe not world-class, but very, very good theater makers. That said, if one of my peers was like, hey, I'm teaching a class, I would not say no. You know, I would be like, oh, yeah, cool. I'm gonna go, like, pick up something that you know that I might not know, even though we're, like, peers. I don't think Daniil's ego as a Slavic man of international fame would let him do that.
I also feel like it's telling to me that a lot of these other choreographers mentioned, like, will work together, will collaborate on a performance for an ice show, or, you know, speak highly of each other's choreography. And then there's just sort of this bubble around, like, Danil and Atari. And, like, yes, okay, Sambo's very exclusive, but it's also, you know, I mean, when you know, like,
yeah,
you can just tell they're just not that impressed. And it's like, okay, for all that, fans, you know, including ourselves, are like, it's crazy, I feel like I'm insane, why is everybody like this choreography? It's like, if you look at the people who know, like, they don't like it either. I'm just saying, that's how I assume. I don't know, but it's how I assume based on the evidence that I have been presented to my own two eyeballs.
Yeah, I just don't think you would ever agree on taking a class with anyone. We've seen those cursed videos of, like, Sambo dance class.
Oh my god. The Sambo dance class videos are fucking great. And I'm not trying to make fun of, like, children.
No,
but
I mean, we've all been in like, an embarrassing hip-hop class led by a Slavic person in their 30s. That's very much part of my experience as a teenager, but... I would not put it on the internet.
Yeah, all of them are doing it better than I would. It's not a matter of how well they're doing it. It's a matter of the choreography being so bad that, like, no one could redeem it and everyone would look stupid doing
it.
And it's hilarious.
God bless them, they're trying, though.
God bless them, they're trying.
I'm gonna ask you one more figure skating jokes. I am making a PowerPoint for my skating club and could use some good skating jokes. Any suggestions? Thanks.
I actually don't think figure skating is very funny. I think that figure skating and comedy
should never go together.
Not a good combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think it should be attempted.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you want to give me some content so I can then take you out?
Do you want to just give me something?
Give me anything. Just
anything.
You know what? Can you, like, go on Tumblr and, like, search the figure skating tab and just, like, give me whatever is the last thing someone posted or something? Just, like, living dangerously. Anything. I want to feel something, Megan.
Okay. Here's a good one.
Yes, please.
It doesn't have to have a million rhinestones or cost thousands of dollars, but is it that hard to get a shirt that fits and doesn't expose your six-pack every time you do a camel spin?
Why is this a recurring problem?
I cannot tell you how angry this makes me. Why don't you like it when other people have fun? I'm sorry, but there is no... I know that you, like, maybe not everyone is attracted to men, but, like, even if you're, like, absolutely, like, disgusted by men, like, just seeing a man's bare stomach is enough to ruin it for you. Like, let the rest of us have fun. Come on.
Also, there is something low-key deeply problematic about being offended by someone exposing skin regardless of their gender. First of all, it's your own fucking problem that you're immediately sexualizing that. And secondly, it's a person's body. And that body is working very hard to do something that you probably can't do. It's not, truly not a huge deal.
It makes me mad. I hate it. just let the rest of us thirst. And it's a soul thirst. It's a mind thirst. And sometimes it's a thirst thirst. Just let it happen. It's all right.
Oh my God, the way you've brought this around. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive into just the internet. Good news is the internet's still happening. So if this was fun, we could do more of it.
That's true. The internet, in my, you know, ideally, knock on wood, not going anywhere. So we can continue to take as many joyrides down that information superhighway as our hearts desire.
Yes, and thank you so much for your support that keeps the lights on in our metaphorical studio. Megan, do you want this final?
I certainly do, Netta. Hit me.
Flirting while ice skating?
Bye.